This is Eddie. I'm from Galway in the west of Ireland. And I got into theatre when I was about 16. I joined Galway Youth Theatre. But before that, I had done performing arts weekend school when I was a young one, from the age of 9 till 11. And it was fairly shite. But the Galway Youth Theatre was decent. We did different workshops on physical theatre, and it was fairly vague, but it was just good to get acting with a bunch of young lads. And then I did a BA in the University of Ireland Galway in philosophy, psychology and theatre, and most of the theatre classes were shite as well. Mm-hmm. Just academic, and then a few stragglers trying to teach us acting who didn't know their arse from their elbow. But all the same, it was good to get acting, that's the main thing. And I really liked it. Did a bit of drama inside the university, auditioned for pieces outside, got a few decent gigs, and here I am. That's me. That's all of me. Here's Shane.
How are you? This is Shane.
I'm Shane. I'm from Dublin, which is the other side of the country. I got into acting. I think I've always been interested in it. Growing up, I've always kind of had that mindset and just always wanted to just play. I did a speech and drama when I was a wee kid in school, and then I went on to just kind of knock around at stuff and not really commit to anything. I think I was a transition year, I did a musical, and from there I was seen and asked to audition for a few things in the area, and then from that was just keep doing that. I was in the theatre more than I was in school, and then in my final year I did some workshops. And when I finished school, I went and studied in a performing arts school for what was supposed to be 3 years, but I dropped out at the very start of my third year. And then I went on tour I worked independently for a while in Dublin, just on a lot of small independent stuff and feature lengths and shorts and site-specific theatre, just growing hair in my chest, I suppose. And then I went out to work with a theatre company, the Emerald Isle Theatre Company, and did a tour of Belgium and France with the Voice Theatre for kids. It's like teaching English but using theatre as a medium. From that, I then studied in the RCS, where I'm studying now in my second year. And that's it. I just basically studying here and doing as much work as I can outside at the same time, just getting work in the college and out, and any kind of thing I can have to help further my craft as well. So that's me.
And the next thing you wanted us to talk about was difference in accent. So I suppose the West of Ireland accent, I'd say we talk a bit slower, do we, in our pace?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we, you know, more rural countryside people, so like Dublin's a big city, so the people of the West of Ireland would be more I don't know, in terms of accent, there's more Irish speakers, so, and not so condensed in population, probably a bit slower speaking, maybe a bit softer tones, and you know, a few more Irish idioms kind of thing. Like, if I know a few people who say, oh, I do be going to the down the water every day, or I do be, those kind of things, like Hiberno English, that sort of shite.
It's translated, like, it's closer to the Irish language as well, especially the Galway accent, seeing as the Gaeltacht's down there. Gaeltacht is a place in Ireland where Irish is the first language, because by and large it isn't, but you can hear it in the Galway accent, the Mayo accent. All the West Coast accents do have that strong link to the Irish language, which is very alive down there.
Yeah, and if you listen to Owl Fellas in Galway, you can really hear that come out in their voice, because it's a more guttural tone. Like, their Irish, it might be their first language, but they pure talk at the back of their throat, because that's how you'd say things if you're a fluent Irish speaker. So, yeah.
Dublin's different, I suppose. Like, the reason why, if you look at Ireland by and large, the whole country, bear in mind, it wouldn't be the same. Like, Waterford accent and a Cork accent would be different, but they'd all stem from a similar accent. You have, like, in my opinion, I'd say there's three strong accents in Ireland. You have the North, you have Dublin, and you have the rest. although it differs, it all follows the same palette. The thing about Dublin accent is because of the fact that that was a British seat of power, and that's the why our accent is different, is because it is a mix of Irish and English accents that have kind of just made this sound as well. Because it's still, they say, it's an old accent. It's they say, I think, it's the closest to what Elizabethan English would have been spoken to back in the day. So that's like an indication to how it was. As far as political stuff, I think that's it. It's a bastard tongue because it's a city, and like it's a port. It was a major port, so those influences of 100 accents. But it does have its own sound. That's why, like, that's why it's different, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at this stage, you're even in Galway, like, accents all over the place are being bastardized by North American TV.
Exactly.
Sort of
the new D4 accent as well.
Yeah, the D4 kind of mix between an annoying, whiny tone and a good Dublin accent. And if you listen to radio presenters, like, it's a fucking killer.
Yeah, it's a lot of it. It's like the BBC have it as well, I've heard. Like, it's kind of this new kind of neutralised accent where everyone talks like this, and this would be a typical accent that would be near from where I'm from, but it would be the more want-to-be kind of different kind of people that talk like this. And for a time, I talk like this. But the thing is, it is weird to hear, because that's the way it is back home. Like, there are people who talk like that the whole time.
Do you think it's a bit forced, or do you think people actually grow up with that kind of accent now?
I think it's a bit of both. Because I for a while, I was trying to break like the stigma of acting like a certain way, and I started playing rugby in school, in a school that, like, you know, no one played rugby in. I tried to change my accent. I tried to force an accent, so instead of speaking like the way I speak now, I would have tried to speak and overpronounce and talk like this, and this is what I used to talk like when I was 17 or 18. But before that, I would have had a much rougher accent. It's because of because of acting, I need to keep my voice somewhat clear and just have diction and be heard and be somewhat like fucking I shouldn't be cursing, not being unintelligible. But it's weird things like we dubs a lot of the time exactly, for example, there, like you'd have double syllables, like you would say film and time and going, I suppose going is the same for most, but there is these things of forcing things on too. Also, not saying your THs, that's not all Dublin, it's some.
That's an Irish thing as well in general. It's in Galway as well, we don't really do TH, we do the rather than the, or you know, then rather than then, whatever the fuck the difference is.
Yeah, sure. Passing on that thing, and so thing as well. That it depends, and also
thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, I wouldn't say thanks. I say thanks. Yeah. But it's also like my accent is different to someone who lives two doors down to me, because it's not like there's a broad accent. It's the same with yours as well. Mm. There's so much subtlety in each, like, it's so much personality dependent as well as how you sound. But it's a weird old accent.
Yeah, and sure, other than that, Larry, you know, that's all we have for you. God bless, good luck.
Edit as you like, I suppose.
No. Cheers now.
Bye. Slán
all you. Oh, you wanted a bit Irish, sure, Ireland. We'll have a wee bit of banter. Tógum bujalilo, ach cain cúil sibhannish.
An the Cadigum dog at the on Lehris Mosha the Hulley.
Doon and Duras, August Uskull and Inyok.
Vien on Greenix Gulshun a Gluck Gakla.
Colin Allen too, Larry. It's Colin Allen too.
Call Will the Colin Allen.
Yeah, Neil Sheedon Shaw.
Neil Sheedon Shaw, Nish.
Colin fucking Dunne.
Colin Dunne.